the patient, you know, Phillip's mom.
Over.
Okay, she took she seemed to be doing real well, and then all of a sudden she took an extreme downhill turn in her condition. Over.
Are you talking about her feelings for shelter?
Roger, roger, and the, standby. Yeah, the medical reports show, you know. You know that it takes a lot of documentation to convince those medical experts, over.
They know. Can you ask
801 what they want, please? WB6MNH, 4801. WB6TVI, do you copy?
Roger.
Okay, we got a question for you. Go ahead, AR3.
We called them up on frequency, so they're standing by here, 803. 801, do you have any traffic for 803?
A little bit. We do copy them a little bit.
Okay, 803, do you copy me? WV6MID, part of 803, do you copy? Okay, 801 is on frequency. They said they have a little bit of traffic, but they're just standing by. Copy.
Okay, let 801 go ahead with their traffic right now.
Okay, 801, go ahead with your traffic.
I'll tell him I
found the address.
You found the address what?
I'm sorry. I copy. You found the address what?
Over.
Roger, 803, 801 is saying she still needs the address she was talking to you about earlier because Brian will not be here to give it to her on time. Do you copy? Send it to Martha or to Flo, and they will get it there, Roger.
Roger.
801, why don't you send it to Martha or Flo, and they will get it there. Copy?
Roger.
Okay, go ahead, 801.
Roger, that's fine.
I'll be standing by. Over. Roger, that's all, 803. They'll be standing by.
Yes,
stand by. WD6DVI in an XU, so WD6MIV, portable radar 3, and WD6MNH, portable radar 1. Negative copy.
Martha, is Martha able to copy?
Roger, roger.
I think that many of our questions and the questions that are asked will be answered in that correspondence. I think that is the case. And, we'll to take care of it. And if there are questions arising out of the correspondence, let us know after, okay?
Okay, semi.
WD6MID, point of letter, 3D copy, WD6DVI.
Roger, this is
WD6MID,
point of letter, 3D copy, very clearly.
Okay, just a point of clarification, and I know we're getting redundant, copy.
Yes, Roger,
the doctor, does not really care what the patient's condition is or what it's suffering from. What he is really, really concerned about is that he has concrete, you know, symptoms and facts, copy?
We are aware of that. We are very aware of that. And that is what you will get.
Roger. Stand by.
Okay, roger,
roger.
Please slow down, very poor copy. You know where my fellow relatives used to live. You know where my fellow relatives used to live.
No new information on Dwayne's son.
Thank you. Elizabeth, report, over. Get, over. Elizabeth, over. Roger, report, over. Report, over. WB6MID portable radar 3, WB6GDI negative copy. Roger. I'm just talking to 801 while we're standing by with you.
Roger. Okay. I do have more for you
sometime. Okay, we have more for you too.
Roger. I would like to go through mine and we'll get back to the situation a bit later on.
Roger. Let me finish with 801, okay? Okay, WB6MNH port 801, WB6DVI, copy?
Roger,
we're
just
passing
the message.
Roger, but the encyclopedia is over. Please find out for Elizabeth, over.
Over.
Oh yeah, I think you know him, over. Just ask Thomas, please, over. Okay, but when he gets there, please ask him, over.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Then ask Richard, over. Did you copy 801? That's fine. I just want to make sure that Mr. Jenkins copied Elizabeth's report and Richard will know, over. Thank you. Stand by 801. WB6MNH portable 801. Stand by, please. WB6DVI calling WB6MID put it out. Go ahead. Okay, I'll copy 801. Thank you. Roger, over and out. WB6MNH, WB6MID, portable 8R3, WB6DVI calling.
Roger. Okay, Martha's out of the room right now, just a second.
Roger.
This is WD6DVI with WD6MID, Cornville 803.
Roger, I have one item. If I could explain it, over. Are you there? Okay, I talked to Dr. Iverson yesterday, over, about Francis's old boyfriend's son, over. About Francis's old boyfriend's son, over. You do know Francis, over? Okay, so you have an old boyfriend, over? Well, a few days ago, I had explained that Dr. Chet received a letter from the Medical Review Board, over. Roger. Well, I was explaining this to Dr. Iverson, over.
Roger.
And he referred me to Dr. Courtney. You remember the doctor who treated Nadara last year, over? Okay, well, I talked to Dr. Courtney today about the child's condition, over. I talked to Dr. Courtney today about the child's condition, over. And explained about the letter from the Medical Review Board, over. And that it was asking for a review, over. He wants me to call the Medical Review Board, over, and explain how the child's past doctor, over, was on a sabbatical away from the hospital, over.
Roger.
And would prefer not to take the case anymore, over.
Roger.
And Dr. Courtney wants me to ask the board, the Medical Review Board, over, that if Dr. Chet sent the nurse's notes that are in his files, over,
the nurse's
notes that are in his files, over, Roger, the nurse's notes, over. Notes, I believe, where he is. I think if you check your committee reports, over.
Roger.
Well, it would be from Dr. Chet's files. He would have to make his own comments in addition to that, over. On his past experience with the case, since he wouldn't be handling it anymore, over. And I asked if that, he wants me to ask the board if that would be enough, or if they would want, over, an official report presented to them, over.
Roger.
If they want an official report presented, over. Dr. Courtney will do it after he gets all the facts, you know, from the past history from Dr. Chet. Over. And I am asking if I should go ahead and call the medical review board. Over. Roger, roger, roger. There is a kind of a time limitation by the end of this week. They really need to know very soon. Over. Roger, roger.
Roger, we think it's okay to go ahead and call and find out what's required.
Roger, he thinks that if the nurse's notes and all that past information is required, then possibly we could ask for, you know, more time, some months. Right, over.
Roger.
Okay, that's it.
Roger, roger, okay. Maybe they could hold on a while Lily and Martha could hold off and we could give you some answers.
Whatever you prefer, it's all right with me. Roger, Martha says roger, can you stand by and I will go get my report? Over.
Yeah, we're on the number 30.
Roger.
Okay.
Hey, this is just a short note for you, over. Liz just got your letter, over. Okay, stand by.
Oh, Liz?
Yeah. Okay, it was to head of Kendall. Okay, that's done.
She said it was to Eddie and his friends.
Then it's all finished, and Lola would like to make a comment about a letter she received over.
That was just for you. That was just for you.
Roger, roger. It's not possible to do. She's around people, but it's a system ID for the blade
entry. She says not possible to do what?
It's not, you know, the real, there was some, instructions along with it, probably.
Roger.
And, well, it says that's not suitable with it.
Oh, yeah.
Beg your pardon?
What's the problem?
Didn't make the situation worse, over.
You know. It will. Okay. I don't know what the problem, you know, but that's okay. Then don't give it to her.
Well, yeah, the point is not the thing in itself, but in the manner in which it was suggested, over.
Roger.
Okay.
She's still.
Okay, here's the stuff.
Okay, got it. This is report number 30, copy?
Roger, roger.
Okay, item number 2.
Roger.
Item number 4.
Roger.
It requires a notary.
I know, that's the point.
It's being gotten.
Roger.
The ship is getting it now. We should be getting it.
Roger.
Number five. We're sending it. The letter will be sent. It will be sent. To you.
Roger.
Point number 6.
Okay.
We're following up with 801. Because we sent it a letter, saying, okay, fine, finish it up. And we set that up a week or so ago. We will follow up to see, if we've got to see you or not.
Roger.
Point number 7.
Roger.
Check says, go ahead with the instructions mentioned in your report. You copy?
Roger, which one?
There are two statements required. Two statements that will be required. You copy?
Roger.
The first statement will be from the mom. From the mom saying, she understands why the woman and the child want to go and she has no objection. Do you copy?
She has no what?
Objection.
Roger.
And she wishes to terminate as to the extent only. Terminate as to the extent only, but not as to the person. Do you copy?
Roger.
The second statement would have to be from the woman herself. The woman herself, not the mother. Do you copy?
Roger.
Requesting permission, for the child to visit relatives anywhere out of the country, copy?
Roger.
And of course, the dad's not, he's at last address, he's not known, I don't know where he is, you copy?
Roger.
If he, needs to note what the new residence will be, where it will be, and he has a case and he says the relatives there and wants to, go there with the child, you copy?
Roger.
And then of course he wants to be permanent as to the estate.
Roger.
You need also to get the permission to file a final accounting, a final authority. You have to ask for that also.
Roger. That's my other question about who is going to help her do that. Over.
I don't know who will help her do that. That is a problem.
Yeah, that's the first problem. See, the person that would likely do that is pretty familiar with, the old history. Over.
Stand by me. Well, you think that would be a problem? I see you said he knows all about the situation. Is that the problem if he has to help
I don't know. I don't know if we've contacted them lately or not. Over.
Well, I guess if they're going to have to ask, you know,
we
seem to be a logical person, and of course, he'll do it
for money, too. Sure. Roger. Roger.
Otherwise, we don't see another way, you know,
everything
doing it this way, do you copy?
Roger, Roger, I understand that it should be done pretty soon, over.
Roger, Roger. Okay, item number 8, do you copy?
Roger.
William said to continue with that procedure and expedite it as soon as possible. He said he was very, very glad that someone took it out and did it.
Roger, Roger.
That's it.
Okay. That's the latest thing. All right. Here's Martha.
I don't copy you too well. If you have much, you might want to look for a secret.
I'm Hoppin', what is the solid contact? Is it an indicator level?
Okay, I'm at the North Albury talking to, somebody.
Roger.
And the gentleman for Teresa.
We mentioned a number of issues he was to be informed of. You copy?
Who?